Morning. Always keeping the main thing the main thing. Always thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for the church. Thanking God for this congregation. Thanking God for the elders and the leaders of this congregation. Thanking them for giving me another opportunity to say something to you this morning from my heart, from the Lord. I pray that this lesson be a blessing to all. Our lesson today is coming from the book of Ecclesiastes, 3rd chapter, verses 1. And my title this morning is No Time to Waste. And it was taken from Ecclesiastes 3 and 1, but I would like to read Ecclesiastes 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 8. Ecclesiastes 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 8. And it reads, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. In all these times, we don't have time to waste. It simply put, Ecclesiastes 3:1 is saying, there is an appointed time for everything. There's even a time to not have time, especially when it comes to sin. Sin should never be on our agenda. We should not set aside time for sin. We should never have time for sin. I remember as a little boy in school, I would go to my friend's house. I told you this before, maybe. And after school, I would knock on his door. And I was asked his brother, can he come out and play? His brother would say, no, he can't because he's busy. And you know, if you're busy, you can't do certain things. If you're too busy, you won't sin. If you're too busy, you won't even do the right thing if you're too busy doing something else. But I understood what she was saying because he had when he got home from school, he had to eat. He had chores to do, and he had homework and study. Me, I had the same thing, but I kind of zipped through mine, you know, because I had to get outside. You know, back in the days, you know, outside was the place to be. I don't know about you, but for me, outside was the place to be. And I remember I knocked on that door, and the mother said, he don't have time. And I went with my head down, and I had a few marbles in my pocket, Bro Jerry. I said, well, I'll go and shoot some marbles. Or maybe I'll go and climb that oak tree over there, by myself, right? But he didn't have time. So that brought me to this point today, that we shouldn't have time to sin. We ought to be too busy doing other things than sin. Amen? In Genesis, the Bible teaches us about Cain and Abel. Cain had a better sacrifice Abel had a better sacrifice than Cain. And Cain, he was jealous of Abel's sacrifice because God had more respect for Abel's sacrifice than he had for Cain's sacrifice. And God came to him and said, Cain, you don't have to be like this. He said, all you have to do is do what I told you to do. You see, faith come by hearing, hearing come by the word of God. You see, they knew what to do, but Cain, he decided to do it his way. And God was not pleased with his way. And God told him, he said, if you just do what's right, you get the same respect that Abel got. He said, but if not, he said, sin lies at your door. And that's telling me today, it's telling me today that sin is lying at my door. Sin, and believe it or not, is lying at your door too. You see, sin, that's a package from the devil. Amen? And sin wants to come in. It wants to come in and hang out. Amen? It wants to come in and spend some time with you. You see, but we have to tell sin to get. Amen? Because that's what Jesus told the devil. He said, get behind me. Church, can you say get on three? Let me hear how you would say it. One, two, three.
Get.
You got to tell the devil to get on. Leave me alone. Get. Jesus told him, get thee hence. Get. You see, when sin come a knocking, I don't have time. I'm too busy. Too busy doing what? I'm too busy studying to show myself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I'm just too busy. I'm too busy meditating on God's word day and night. I don't have time for this. I got to remember that I don't have time because I got things to do. I'm too busy teaching somebody. I'm too busy learning myself. I'm too busy loving. I'm too busy leaning on God. I'm too busy praying without ceasing. I'm too busy fellowshipping with the saints. I'm too busy using my time wisely. I'm just tied up. I don't have time for it. Amen? And I would suggest that you would tell sin the same thing. Get! You can't say, please, would you please just leave? Get! You know, you can't be afraid of the devil. The Bible said, don't be afraid of them or him who could only hurt the body. But be fear, I tell you, who can hurt the body and the soul and the spirit. Fear God only. You don't have to be afraid of the devil. Tell him to get on. Are you really? Get. Amen. That's what you got to tell him. I don't have time. Get. And don't come back. Get. That's what you have to tell them. There was a time when we were young and we wanted to do old things. Now there's a time that we're old and want to do young things. And not so. Amen? Our bodies say, no, let's don't do that. Let's go sit down someplace. Women, when they were young, they put makeup on to look older. When they get old, they put makeup on to look younger. You want to turn back the hands of time. Amen? I remember when I was in first grade, the second grade kids, they would tease us, right? And they would say, first grade scholar, ain't worth a dollar. Put him in a matchbox, squeeze him till they holler. I got to get out of this first grade. I can't stay in any longer. Amen? I got to get out of this first grade because this ain't right. You know, I'm being teased. This is not correct. This is not right. Guess what? Got to second grade. Still was a... Amen? You see? And I wanted to grow up quickly. I wanted to get there faster than I'm supposed to get there. There was a song a long time ago, take your time, young man, don't you rush to get old. Just take your time. You're gonna get old. Amen? You're gonna get old. And I wanted to get older because the bigger boys, they would go to these movies that I wanted to go to. And I just wasn't old enough. So, you know, back in the days, what I would do is go and borrow somebody's ID card and go into these movies, right? And to tell you the truth, some of those movies, it ain't even good for big people to go to. Are you with me? But that's what I would do because I just wanted to be older. You know, it's something about being older, you know. Just want to get there fast. This moving too slow, but I wanted to get there fast. That was unwise. Amen? I was supposed to take my time. You see? It was take my time. When we look at the Bible, we see David. We take a look at David. David was a man of God's own heart. David was blessed by God. God told David, whatever you want, you know, you don't have to do the wrong thing. Whatever you want, I will give it to you, you know, whatever you want. Just like he told David's son. But David, the Bible says that in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1, it says, and it came to pass after the years was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, and David sent Joab and his servant with him, and Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon, and besieged Raba. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. David was supposed to be with the battle, but he took some time off. Amen? He took some time off, but he didn't use his time wisely. Amen? David, our bodies, physically, our bodies needs a break. Someone, we say that this saying that all working, no play make Jack a dull boy. And it's true, we need to just take a break sometime. But whenever we take a break, we need to take it wisely, being Christians. We need to be wise. You see, but David, even though David was a man of God's own heart, he took a physical break. But what he done wrong was he took some time off spiritually, and he should have never done that. You see, even though we take a break physically, we need to rest. We need some time off. You know, we just need to, you know, a break. Teachers, when you teach, they need a break from them children, you know. Police, they need, yeah. Whoever you are, you need a break from things, right? But spiritually, there should never be a break. You see, David took a physical time off, and he took spiritual time off. And when he took that spiritual time off, he got himself into trouble. The Bible said that that evening he went on top of his roof, on the roof. Now, some people, you know, you could infer that he'd been there before. He must have been up on that roof looking before. But this particular time, he went up on that roof and he saw a beautiful woman bathing. Now, he took some time off, right? But he took spiritual time off also. And when you take spiritual time off, God is not in the picture. The flesh is in the picture. The flesh is taking control now. And he looked upon that woman, and she was a beautiful woman. So he inquired, the Bible said that he inquired who that was, and it was told to him that her name was Bathsheba. It was told to him that this woman is a married woman. It was told to him that he is married to one of your soldiers, Uriah. Huh? You see, because David had took spiritual time, right? Are you with me? He messed up. God wasn't, you know, that beautiful flesh was before God. Are you with me? And he saw that David had six wives. He didn't need that woman, right? But he after he knew who she was, he what? Got her anyway. Took her to her, and he was with her, and he got her pregnant, sent her home. She got word back, said, David, I'm pregnant. Okay. We say, oh, what tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. Huh? It from one thing to another, because he took the wrong, he used his time wisely. He took a break. He took time off spiritually. You see, sometimes, you know, we feel as though, you know, like, I'm not going to church today because I'm not going to study my Bible because I really don't feel like praying tonight because, right? We don't take no spiritual time off. That's something we as Christians don't do. We don't have no time to take time off spiritually. Physically, yes, but not spiritually. But David took some time off and he got himself into trouble. Now he got to figure this thing out, right? Because first of all, he's not seeing God. He's seeing Uriah now. So he got to do something so Uriah won't figure this out. Not even thinking about God seeing it all, right? He's thinking about Uriah and how he going to fix this thing. So he calls for Uriah from the battlefield. And Uriah comes. We know the story. And he comes, and David said, you know, take a break. Go home to your wife. Are you with me? But Uriah said, I can't go. Oh, you know, these men out there, you know, and I can't do this. He didn't do it. So David said, all right, okay. So the next time David got him drunk, had a big meal, got him drunk, and Uriah still won't go. Because, see, if Uriah had went home, he could have slept with Bathsheba, and nobody would have known the difference. Right? You know, that's Uriah's baby. But what happened is Uriah didn't go home. He didn't go. So now, what tangled web we weave. Now David got to figure out something else. So he said, you know, I'm going to call my main man, Joab, and tell him. So, you know, I'm going to send a letter and tell him to put Uriah in the front battle. You know, so he can get killed. And he got killed. And after he got killed, David married Bathsheba. Are you with me? He married her. That's just as cold. That's wrong. And the Bible says that what God saw was God didn't like it. He didn't like that. You see, he took that time off and he just put God out the picture completely. You see? We take spiritual time off, we take God out of the picture. And he took God out, and God didn't appreciate that. God sent Nathan to him. We know the story. And Nathan told him about a rich man and a poor man. And the poor man had one ewe lamb. That particular lamb was like a daughter, was like a pet to the family, close to the family. And this rich man, he had a flock. All right? And it said that a traveler came through, wanted a lamb, to be fixed, right? And what happened is the rich man, he gonna take the poor man's lamb, right? When he had many lambs that he could have taken, right? Well, he took the poor man's lamb and he dressed it for the man. And now David was mad at that. David said, "That man, you should string him up. How could he do such a thing? And Nathan said, "Thou art the man." You see. And then it came to him. He got it cleared. He got it now. He had messed up. God said, whatever you had wanted, you know, I would have gave it to you. You didn't have to do that. Are you with me? But when we take that spiritual break, we're liable to do anything. Everything. Anything that works for us, we might do it. That spiritual break. In Isaiah, the 38th chapter, we speak about Hezekiah. Hezekiah, he was sick unto death. He was getting ready to die. Are you with me? Isaiah came to him and said, "Lord," he said, you get ready to die. But Hezekiah, he went and he prayed to God. Amen? He prayed. And because he prayed, God, what? Gave him some more time. He prayed and God gave him some more time. Hezekiah didn't leave the fold. He didn't leave spirituality. He used spirituality to pray. He used his love of God. He prayed to God and God gave him 15 more years. Gave him some more time. Amen. In Luke the 12th chapter, we read about a man. A rich man. He was doing good. He had bountiful a harvest. He had a bountiful harvest, and he started. This is what he started saying, what he's going to do. What I'm going to do, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. He looked at it, he said, you know, I got a great harvest. I got a great harvest. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tear down the old and build a new. And I'm going to have a great harvest. I'm going to be all right for many years. I'm going to be all right. He said that after this, I'm going to party. I'm going to throw a shindig, you know. I'm going to enjoy myself. But God said, you don't have the time. Amen. Because the time that you think you have, you ain't got. And sometimes we could think that we have time to do things, but we really don't. Someone put it like this. Don't put off for tomorrow what you could do today. Amen? But we do that sometimes. Because we think that we got tomorrow. Bible says, no man know what tomorrow might bring. In other words, we don't know if we got tomorrow. But time. Amen? Time. The time that we have, we got to, and we should use our time wisely and not waste our time. Like somebody I know when I was DJing back in them days, sitting on a dock of the bay. You know, wasting time. You know, we don't waste spiritual time. We don't waste time, period. You know, we got work to do. Go ye therefore, ye who, you, me, therefore. We got work to do. What kind of work we got to do? We got to go and teach, preach. 2 Timothy 1 chapter 1 and 2 says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." And we must be in the last days because we got some perilous times now. We got people coming into churches shooting and killing people. We got people going to the, actually, at one time they went to the hospital. The doctor office is shooting up people. Are you with me? We are living in perilous times, man. We, you know, a plane going to run into a building and kill thousands of people. We are living in perilous times, don't you know? And the Bible said that. It says that men will be lovers of themselves. Pride. That's pride and arrogance. Selfish. You see? And the Bible teaches us who have an ear and hearing ear, let us hear. It says that God hate a proud look. Are you with me? You see? God hates a proud look. So if he hate a proud look, he hate pride. Amen. You see? And it says men will be lovers of their own selves. But the Bible teaches us, 2 Timothy 4, 2, 3, and 4. It says, preach, teach, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. We spoke about this morning. When you want to prove something, prove it by the book. Are you with me? Prove it. I remember Brother Wells well. I said, I asked him that question, right? I said, you know, such and such says such and such, you know. And he said, tell them to prove it. And that was it. Prove it. Verse 3, it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers, having itching ear. He said, the time will come, and the time is now. Amen. You know, that people want to hear what they want to hear. You know, anything that makes sense. Are you with me? Anything that makes sense, that's what a lot of people want to hear. Amen. In verse 4, it says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall turn to fables. You see, that's what they, you know, anything that makes sense, you know, it ain't got to be so hard, you know, just like a teacher giving you a hard subject to study on. Oh, I like this teacher because he don't give us, you know, hard homework to do, we sing this song, time is winding up. Amen. Time is winding up. 1 Peter 5:6, it says, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Use our time wisely, because we all have an appointed time. Everybody have an appointed time that we're not going to miss. We're going to keep this particular appointed time. And that time, God says, is appointed once to die and then the judgment. And that particular appointed time is only known by God. We don't know that time, but it's appointed to us. We don't know it. But what we do know is the time that we have right now. And this time is this second right now that we have. Our parents told us that we were born in such and such, and we lived all the way until this time. We know about this time. You know, we got memories about this, right? But guess what? We don't know this time. You see? We don't know tomorrow. We don't know the next day. We don't even know the next minute. You see? So we have to use our time wisely. And you may have to come back and say, Brother Patterson, that you know such and such ain't right. Brother Patterson ain't going to get mad at you. You know? No, I'm saying thank you, sister, for thinking about me. Thank you, brother, for thinking about me. Because I was losing it for a second or two there. Get back on track. Amen? And we must use our time wisely. Wisely. Because where we stand with God is where we're going to have to be judged by God. Amen. And we our time need to be right. We need to use it wisely. Amen. We don't have time to waste. Some of us, we might can't do the things that we used to do, but we can pray. If you can't do nothing else, and you can pray, pray. Use your time praying. Praying, praying for the congregation, praying for one another, praying for yourself, praying for the lost. Amen. Pray. Because time is winding up. I hope something was said this morning. I hope this lesson is a blessing to you and to all who hear this lesson. If you are here and you're not a member of the church, you must hear God's word. You must believe God's word. What God's word is, that Jesus is the Son of the living God, that he came down, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, suffered, died on a cross for you and me, rose the third day with all powers at his hand. Believe that. Repent of your way, your thought, and turn to God's way. Confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God with your mouth. Confess it boldly. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. But if you don't, I won't. Be baptized in water for remission of sin. Stay faithful in God's word. Continue to teach God's word. Continue to worship together. Continue to pray. Continue to give. And most of all, in these giving, continue to love. If you're here and you are a member of the church and you are in need of prayer, you may ask for it as we together stand and sing the song that was appointed to us.